Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Gregory Condos, one of the world's most recognized California landscape artists, who's known for his remarkable work with the color blue, turns 97 in early April. He's still painting from his wheelchair in his home in Sacramento. He's still getting around town with his wife, Moni, and he's still working with art students. So Condos is involved with a weekend conference titled Art of Painting in the 21st Century. It's Friday and Saturday at the John Natsoulis Gallery in Yolo County. And John and Greg talked with me yesterday in our studio. So this legendary painter, as I said, is still painting, and these are mostly large pieces. But he showed me a pocket-sized sketchbook that he carries. You're going to hear him reference it at the beginning and the end of our conversation. But I asked him with these little sketches where these ideas are coming from.
Where do they come from? Up here. This little brain of mine. Not that I invented this. If you're going to be a good painter, you're going to sneak a sketch now and then. And so I do a lot. I love drawings. That's the art of the world for me. And I'll take probably a drawing over a painting.
Greg and I were talking about 13, 14 years ago about, you know, this idea that painting was dying. There was an article in the New York Times. And then a group of painters and I got together at the gallery in Davis, and we started this conference. And one of the things we see is that we're really fortunate. There was an enormous amount of students that came out of Davis and Sac State and Sac City that had these teachers, these amazing people like Greg, who just gave. And it's an interesting thing, because even with me, as Greg is one of my mentors, he never minced any words. He said, look, if you're going to do the gallery this way, you've got to do X, Y, and Z. And that's kind of what this conference is about, to have an opportunity. These are all undergraduates from all the schools in Northern California. And to see the diversity and to see the strength of these painters gives us hope that this wonderful field of painting will continue. And that's what Greg is about. He's about playing it forward, passing it on. And he's been a giver ever since I've met him. He's been a giver at our church. He's been a giver in the art world in a big way. So I'm really honored to be in the room with him today.
I love Sacramento. I really do. I keep telling that to Bonnie. With all this, I've been all over the world many times. I didn't realize I was in France 12 years, I think it is. Time slipped by, and I bought a home. I should have kept it. It was a great 300-year-old house in the country. What else do you want? God's been good to me. And I pay back through students. I love young people with questions.
I mean, that's what's really great about Greg. He'll come in, the students will have their work out, and he'll be very straightforward and to the point and really actually help them. A lot of times they structurally don't know how to paint that well, or they don't know about color theory, and Greg will come right in, and there's no mincing words, and it's very direct. And you know what? They appreciate that. Right now, in this world today, everybody is afraid to say what they really think. And that's the beautiful thing about Greg.
Life is, look at me, almost 100. I live every day now to celebrate. Even though I quarrel with my wife about painting on the floor, and I track it in from the studio, I have a three-story home, and I have a chair that takes me up and down. I keep telling her, I'm a painter. Don't you realize, painters, we don't have to carry a license. We just dribble paint as we walk, you know?
You are listening to Gregory Condos. I'm also talking with John Natsoulis. Part of this conference that you're holding this year will include a birthday celebration.
Yeah. you know, it'll be really nice. Friday night's really interesting because there's an awards ceremony for the best undergraduates in Northern California. We have the San Francisco Art Institute. We have Sac State. We have American River College. We have the College of the Arts in Oakland, and we have UC Davis, we have UC Santa Cruz, on and on, Berkeley. So all these people are going to come together. You can see their work there. Saturday, it's free from 4 to 6 if you want to come down and see the show and meet Greg and just celebrate his life and celebrate the concept of him really passing on the tradition of painting, which is very much alive in this exhibition.
I know my strength. I have a little book I carry, and this is the first time in this little book I drew a dog, and that's the first dog I've drawn.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But I do those kind of things, and I enjoy it. And a little book like that is worth 10 teachers. As far as I'm concerned.
Thank you for your memories and your stories and your time.
If you're ever in doubt, take my class.
Gregory Condos with John Natsoulis in a conversation that we recorded yesterday. I have tweeted a picture of Greg with that sketchbook, and it's open to his drawing of the dog. You can see it at Cap Radio Ruyak. By the way, I want to share with you one more piece from that conversation that might connect with you personally. So here's John once again.
You know what's really amazing about Greg that he's completely left out is that he taught hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of teachers. Mm. He inspired hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of teachers. So, you know, the thing about it is when you just give and you inspire, what happens? They wanted to be like Greg. They wanted to do what Greg did. So the concept of my good friend Greg Condos is that he has been a stalwart person who we've had to look up to for the last 75 years he's been painting. And it's amazing the amount of people, and I've just had the gallery 35 years, that have come in and said, I took this class from Greg Condos. I took this class from Greg Condos. I took this class from Greg Condos, and I learned this, and I was inspired by him. So he's very modest, but if you really think about it, that's not one generation that Greg taught. It's five generations. Five generations. It's huge.
The Art of Painting in the 21st Century is Friday and Saturday at the John Natsoulis Gallery in Yolo County. We've posted a link to the website with registration information. And again, that photo of Greg on Twitter at Cap Radio Ruyak. Also, it's early, but happy 97th to Greg Condos on April 2nd. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio.